matzah. He wants the matzah. He wants the matzah. So this is a major conflict. We showed him what exactly this mitzvah is all about. What kind of halacha is this? To shmas this matzah. Rashi in a few places in Shas. Rashi in this psalm in the second paragraph. So he gives it. Comments that the idea of shmas matzah is not all that foreign a concept in halacha. But sometimes it's something that we find when it comes to other chetzah mitzvah as well. We find many, very often in halacha. So when you create a chetzah shel mitzvah, so the chetzah shel mitzvah has to be made lishma. There are really two different types of chetzah shel mitzvahs in the Torah. There are some chetzah shel mitzvahs that have kedusha to them, and there are other chetzah shel mitzvahs that don't have kedusha to them. The marshal of a chetzah shel mitzvah that have kedusha to them, like the Torah, the tefillah, the mezuzahs, those for sure have to be done lishma. We write it in the Torah, shalom lishma, shalom shim kedusha. The Torah is also in a Torah, the tefillah, they are written not lishim kedusha. Or the bottom of made Shaloshim Kedusha, or the Tzulis of made Shaloshim Kedusha, all these things are not Shaloshim Kedusha, then the entire Tzulis of Kedusha. Some of you can say even the blackening of the Tzulis has to be done, the Shem Kedusha. So this is a concept we find by the Chetash of Kedusha, the other requirement that has to be made to Shema. Even by those Chetashes which don't have Kedusha per se, with the Gemara calls Tashmish and Mitzvah, so sometimes you find Tashmish and Mitzvah have also be done the Shema, sometimes not. It's an emotional Tzitzis. The Tzitzis we pass can have to be made to Shema. The strings that it sits after we have the shema, or you better be shown him, even the connecting of the strings to the beggar has to be done the shema. That's the quickest around in the rush. But the creation of the chetzah shemitzvah of the tzitzis and the strings, that's for sure has to be done the shema. The beggar doesn't have to be done the shema. That's okay. I remember many years ago, there was a tzitzis sale. Is there still a lot of tzitzis sales here? I don't think so. Many years ago, they used to have an SOI tzitzis sale every year. So they used to put up these big signs saying that we're machmir every single chumra in the book, every hebrew, everything from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and every possible chumra anyone that can dreamt of. And we're machmir that the strings and the begadim are made l'shma. Begadim are made l'shma. Amaratzos means begadim are made l'shma. The Torah says you have a beggar, so what made the beggar to you? It doesn't matter what's made l'shma, not the strings that matter. Somebody told me that there was a sign advertising one set of bread and matzah to say that we're machmir on every chumra that ever was in said by anyone since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu or something. That was the advertising. That's a very strange way of advertising matzahs. That was a strange way of advertising tzitzis also. So, but the lies of the tzitzis themselves, the swings themselves have to be made the Shema, even though tzitzis don't have kedusha for them. According to Beis Shammah, even the Sukkah has to be made with Shema. We have to pass it to Yisrael that it doesn't have to be made with Shema. There are other Chetzah Shem Mitzvahs that for sure don't have to be made with Shema. There's no din that the shofar has to be made with Shema. So some Chetzah Shem Mitzvah, yes, some no. So it depends on the Pasuk. There's a Pasuk by Tzitzis. According to Beis Shammah, there's a Pasuk by Sukkah. According to Beis Shammah, there is no such Pasuk. The shofar, there is no Pasuk. So each case depends. But Torah Mishnah Kedusha for sure have to be done with Shema. So it comes to Rashi and says that's what it means when we speak about Matzah Shmura. So that means that you create the chetz on the mitzvah of matzah, it has to be done l'shma. It doesn't have kedusha to it, it's true. There's no kedusha to matzah, but still, that's a type of chetz and mitzvah that requires l'shma. That's because it comes with shma to the matzahs, that you require shimur l'shein mitzvah, shimur l'shma. That's how Rashi understands the din of shmura. If this is true, then that's the nature of the din of shmura, that it's a creation of the status of l'shma, that it follows all the other. Well, the other halachas of the Torah, whatever else the halacha requires, something has to be done with Shema. So there's certain guidelines that we tell us the Shema. So the Boshel doesn't machlek this Rishon, whenever we require the Shema, is it sufficient just to have kavan on the Shema, just the machshav alone? Because the person has to actually verbalize the Shema. That's a suffix in the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Rosh, the beginning of the Sefer Torah. What's the name of Rabbeinu Baruch? When you write a Sefer Torah, so after you can kaddish it, yeah? So the Shem Kedush Sefer Torah. Do you really have to say the Shem Kedusha? Is it enough just to think the Shem Kedusha? So Rabbeinu Baruch was mistaken. He wasn't sure what's the latest asapik for Rabbeinu Baruch. Why should you have to say the Shema? Why is it enough just to think the Shema? So Rabbeinu Baruch writes that it's really a shout that comes from Parshas Tzav. The Torah says in Parshas Tzav, there's a bit of people that a person shechts a korban and he has mashava shalriach hazman. He has the kavana that he's going to eat the meat after this man. He's going to be mocked and move after this man. So that's considered to be a pigul. So the Gemara always speaks about machashim v'kotshim. There's a lo yechoshim, lashem machshava. So there's a machlek yisar mishavim. Does machshava mean just machshava alone? Because in shech tzikorban, he's already p'nam, abanas lecho le'achas man. So as long as he's thought le'achas man, that's enough to create pigul. Or no, that machshava doesn't really mean machshava. Machshava means deeper. Machshava is just a code phrase. It doesn't really mean a thought process. It means the deeper. The Imam said, I'm shechting to eat it le'achas man. That's enough. So Shalom Shema, whenever we speak about Machshava Chutzpazan, Chutzpazan, all the Machshavas, the Gemara Karban, so Tosfos claims that Machshava Nira doesn't really mean Machshava, Machshava Nira really means Dibur, and the Rambam doesn't seem to say that, the Rambam doesn't say that he required Dibur, Rambam just calls him Machshava Chazal, Machshava Pash, so he's Machshava, so Ben Baruch writes in the Pesach Torah, as to what kind of a machshava does the Torah recognize in terms of parceling something, in terms of parceling the korban. So the korban, that's the same shadow, the one kind of machshava does the Torah require to be mashu something. So when the Torah gives us a din, you have to big matzahs the shema, you have to write and get the shema, you have to say the shema. So what does that mean, the shema? Does the shema mean that you have to, do it with dibur? Whenever the Torah requires the Shema, you have to manage verbalize the Shema. But the Shema is good enough, even with Machshava. So that's the same Shah, so the Baruch presents it, that the minimum people who do the Sikh Torah probably this thing. So this, according to Rashi, Rashi holds that the din of the Shema by Matzah is just part of the same category of halachas as the Shema by Sikh Torah and the Shema by Tzitzis. So then whatever you hold about the Shema by Kozar, Kulid, and the Shema by Matzah also. So if you hold that the Shema means requires the word, the Ben Gematzes is also going to require Dibur. Well, let's say the Moshal, if you have a non-Jew, the Ben Gematzes, if you were that acceptable, if a non-Jew creates the Shema, so the Moshal says in the same parak, that a Goy cannot write it, even if there's a Yisrael Omer Agav, even if the Jew is standing there and instructing him to write to get the Shema, that still doesn't work. With Akhavadai in the Nafshik of it. The Gemara is not holding in this parish of the Shema. He doesn't have to know the Shema. Even the Jews banging over the head and saying, say the Shema, say the Shema. Yeah, he says the Shema. It doesn't mean that Akhavadai in the Nafshik of it. So again, would that be acceptable? So there's a Machlokes in Rishonim. What kind of halacha is that? One is that Akhavadai in the Nafshik of it. What's the rationale for that halacha? So the Rosh seems to say that the reason for that halacha is just the Metzias flesh. Get out the cup, you come to write and get the Shema. See, I don't know what you're talking about exactly. It's not to write together, it's in the Shema. He's not involved in the parish of the Shema. It doesn't mean anything to them. So get out the cup for 20 minutes and think the Shema. So therefore the Rosh says, why don't we have a situation where the requirement of the Shema is mamash a split second. You don't have to think about it for an hour and a half. You just need to mamash a split second to think about the Shema. So the Rosh writes, and some of God can do that. The Rosh understood it's not that a guy is moved from the Shema, not that a guy after being can't create the Shema. It's just that he would see this. He can't pay attention for 20 minutes to write again. He doesn't consider the get to be so important for the help to come for. The Lugit Suya would only require the Shema for a split second. So the guy is a Baruchim to create the Shema. That's what the Rosh quotes also from Rabbeinu Baruch. It's based on this Rabbeinu Baruch, and I think Kula was very relevant in the Middle Ages. There used to be a problem in the Middle Ages that the Goyim were in the. In the parchment business, and you know a little bit about medieval times. Used to be what they call the guild. So what was the guild system? Professor, what did they call the guilds?
You had to be part of the guild to do it.
Right, and if you didn't, and if you try to do it not being part of the guild, they would probably remove you from life. They were pretty tough.
Jews couldn't be in.
Right, so there was a little bit of a catch-22 too, that a Jew couldn't be part of the guild. Let's say you had. And on the Moshe, you had the tenors guild, and you had the carpenter guilds, and you had the tailor guilds, right? So you had to be officially part of the union. If you won, so then they would dispose of you. And one of the rules was that if you were Jewish, you couldn't be part of the guild. So that was the small technical problem. So the problem was that the Jews had to have parchment, they had to make cloth. So they weren't allowed to make their own cloth. So they would have to go to the Goyim, and the Goyim would make a cloth for them. So the problem was, how can you let the Goyim make a cloth? And the cloth has to be made the Shemot, Shem Kedusha. So the making of the cloth apparently wasn't all that complicated. I mean, there were a lot of things that had to be done, but the part that had to be done with Shema was you would take the piece of the animal, skin it, throw it into the solution, and it would soak in the solution for a while. That was called Ibra Or. So the Ibra Or had to be done with Shema. So the shadow was raised, and you go and take the animal, skin it, throw it into the solution, and say, Hashem, you should say, isn't that good? Can you go and do that? So Ben Baruch was made, Ben Baruch and the Russian were made. But they held that the only source of the Gemara that a Goy can't do things with Shema when the Yisrael was instructing him to do so is only that Gemara in Gittin. So the Rosh and Ben Baruch say that's only in Gittin when it was a whole procedure. Right, again, it takes a long time. If you throw a piece of skin into it, a solution of salt water, so it takes a tenth of a second. So even a Goy can't cut for that. That was the Rosh and Ben Baruch and the Tzchus on the Sefer Torah and the Tzvul Azuzah that were being written in the Middle Ages based on the cloth that was being, the Hebrew that was being done by the Goy. And the Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam seems to understand that the din of the Akhavadai, the Dinashi, probably means that nothing to do with the long term versus the short term, but it's a din. Not a mitzvah that you're not paying attention, but al pi halacha. It's not shayach to be created lishma. So there wouldn't be a difference whether it's a short term or a long term. So this shayla about whether a guy can create lishma, l'charet should carry over to baking the matzahs also. So according to the Rambam, if you hold that the din of lishma, the matzahs is a matzah lishma, like creating a chesed shel mitzvah. By creating a chesed shel kedusha, that a guy can't make matzahs for you. So you can go with matzahs, whatever is necessary to be done to create the shema, would not be acceptable by a guy. If you hold, like the Rosh or Beit Baruch, that for short term process, a guy can do it and hold it to make matzahs. The wall was ready yet, not the wall was ready yet. The other end, not as short as throwing skins into the solution. I remember, I'm not sure what Beit Baruch and the Rosh would say about a guy making matzahs. But according to the Rambam's understanding, that any procedure that requires the Shema, a guy is out of the picture. So the guy wouldn't be able to make matzahs. Not only would a guy be able to make matzahs, but you cut it also with a big matzahs. Maybe you cut it also can't create the Shema. And you get into a complicated thing, you might go to Lomino Gabo. Can a cut and create the Shema? The Jew, if a girl was instructing him to do this. So all these shadows that come up, whether you require a deeper, whether you require a kosher, whether you require a kosher, these are all because of logic, understanding that the nature of the din of the Shema is the creation of that Shema.
What's the actual time that you need for Shema for the Matzah Shabbos?
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in a little while. So this is all something like Rashi. The Rashi is not Muslim. The Rishonim, the Rambam seems to have a whole different opinion as to what the din of Shmira is all about. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah that the halacha of Shvat Matzahs is we have to watch the matzahs that they don't become chametz. That's what the nature of Shmira is all about. It's a din of Shima Mechimutz. It's not a din of the mitzvah of matzah. Nothing to do with the creating a chetz of matzah. It's not. There are two parts of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. One is Hilchos Chametz, one is Hilchos Matzah. So the Rambam puts the din of Shmura, not Hilchos Matzah part. Secondly, after Hilchos Chametz Matzah, that's to do with the Seder, that's to do with baking with what's a kosher matzah for the purposes of Hashem's matzah. Those are the last three halachas, and the last three problems of Hilchos Chametz matzah. The first five problems have to do with Hilchos Chametz. So the Rambam put the din of Mishmar ben Esadatzah, the din of Shmuel matzah, in the first half of Hilchos Chametz matzah. And Hilchos Chametz part, not Hilchos matzah part, because the Rambam is only doing a mitzvah, Sachilas matzah. That's the Yisr of eating chametz. So my nafkamina between the Rambam and Rashi, besides all these other nafkaminas that we said about the Goyim and Tad and all the above, the Chara is a much more basic, much more fundamental nafkamina. Maybe there's a bit of Shmur Matzah applied throughout the week of Pesach, because it's something that's unique only for the first Kedais of the Seder. So Rashi writes that the bit of Shmur Matzah is only for the first Kedais, it's only for the Kedais of Matzah, because there's no mitzvah Matzah in the rest of it. Maybe there's a mitzvah Kiyumis, maybe. But a mitzvah Kiyumis and Matzah is only by the Seder. So Rashi Yom Kippur, the Shmur Matzah was only said on the Kedaisim of the Seder, because it's a day of the Chavtah Shemitzvah. There's no Chavtah Shemitzvah on the first day of lunch. You can eat whatever you want, as long as you know that it's not Chavtah. So it's not a problem, even though it wasn't baked Lishma. And the Rambam holds, that the day of Shmur Matzah, the Chorah, was throughout the week. The Rambam doesn't say that the day of Shmur Matzah was only for the Seder. And my Mishnah points out, that's the Rambam. The Basha says that at the point of the Rambam, they have to eat Shmur Matzah the entire week. Because there's a special criteria of Shuma Mechimot, so there's no reason to do the Chalik between the first Kedais and the subsequent Kedais. So that's a very basic Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Even according to the Rambam, who says that he's supposed to be Shuma Matzah to be 5 weeks, so even the Rambam agrees that let's say a person doesn't have Shuma Matzah. That's the big Shuma Matzah. So he's not Machlokes to start. It's not that now Shuma Matzah is Chometz, according to the Rambam. But there's a key of the Raisa. There's definitely a kiyum, there's an Indian to be matzah and shmur matzah the entire week, but it doesn't mean that the natural matzah strength, but the natural matzah is chometz, that's the parish in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the tzikva shel nochrim, potma malakreisa lehem, it's a person that has dough that came from a non-Jew. So he knows that it's not chometz. How does he know it's not chometz? He looks at it, he sees there is simon of chimutz. The Mishnah, the third paragraph of Pesachim, tells us that if you look at dough, you don't be looking for it, you have to tell them if it's become chometz or not. So the Gemara says it's not part of the bird brings you a dough, you take a look at it, you see it doesn't have the size of chimutz, so then you're allowed to bake it up right away, and you're allowed to eat it on non-taser, no problem. But send to the Gemara, but say, Pesach, not in the crazy man, you don't have any other shmur matzah, so you're allowed to eat that apple shmur matzah. But since the dough wasn't being shomer properly, it didn't have that high level of shimur, mishas leisha, so that's for sure not for shmur matzah, but not for chometz either. The Gemara says, if a person doesn't have shmur matzah, some of the other grace in them, you're allowed to fill up, you're allowed to eat. mitzvahs achilas matzah is only one kenayis. So what the Gemara is saying is that if you want to eat non-shmurah the whole week of Pesach, that's fine. And even at the same time, you can eat non-shmurah as long as you have one kenayis and shmurah. You want a nash on rate of matzah, the standard, whatever you want. So Rashi, so as long as you eat one kenayis and we have bona fide shmurah matzah, you're home free. But according to the Rambam, the Chara doesn't make any sense. According to the Rambam, the whole din of shmur is a din of shmur mechimutz. Then why does the halacha say that you have to have one kenayis touch of shmur matzah? The isser of achilas chametz is the same for the kenayis of matzah as it is on the 30th of Amud. According to the Rambam, of shmur doesn't add anything with the chetzah of matzah. There's no din of shmur mechimutz according to the Rambam. It's just a din of shmur mechimutz. So let's say a guy has one kenayis of shmur matzah. So why should you choose to eat the seder? You need a third day chalalitz. What's the difference? According to Rashi, guys, one kizayis of shmur matzah for the whole week. So what should you do with it? So according to Rashi, why should you eat the seder? Because there's no reason to eat it on chalamayit. There's no mitzvah to eat shmur matzah on chalamayit. But according to the Rambam, that there's a din of shmur mechimutz as an enhancement of the iser of the nizer of chilas chametz. There's nothing to do with the mitzvah of erev matzahs. So why should you choose to eat dafka for the kizayis of matzah? You want to save and take it to the circus. So do whatever you want. It doesn't make a difference when you eat this kizayis of the lamas. There's nothing to do with the mitzvah of the lamas. So the lamas should tell the sheep to say Rambam. How does the Bible look shad in his mind? Because now, the tzeh shadach of other lamas is a vashin of kizayis matz. So the Meshech Chochma, in the end of Ashes Bow, develops the following Yisoid, which explains the Shittas of Rambam, explains a whole series of other things as well. So the Shachar develops the following Yisoid, that there's a principle in Allah called Anush Rachmana Patre. You know, those with us, not in Tzubas, Tzubas, Anush Rachmana Patre. This person tries the hardest not to violate any sir. They buy the food, the most reliable, the shrocha, and some crazy thing happens, and who knows, it was beyond their control that some crazy thing happened. It turns out they ate grape. So I was talking about the Patre. Says Munster in that country, it's much bigger. So Anas talk about a Patre. It happens, Anas talk about a Patre, but that is full, sure. Honestly, when a patre, the pashtus, only applies in the realm of the sewer, it doesn't apply in the realm of a mitzvah. So, the other one, let's say, I went ahead and he bought the most expensive tefillin and he checked out the sefer and everything, mamish kadasach and then everything, and he puts on his favorite tefillin this morning. And then in the afternoon, so all of a sudden there's a big cocaine that says that anyone who bought tefillin from this particular sefer, so all the tefillin are possible, so it was turned out to be a chashud. And all the smaller are written like you're doing, and everything is possible. So what's the guy's attitude? So the guy should say, well, it doesn't matter. I put on tefillin this morning. Honest with Chana Patra. I did what the halacha requires of me. So I was going to put something on the throne. I don't have to put on tefillin again today. Does that make any sense? Honest with Chana Patra means that any aveiru that you did, the Shabbat is not going to hold it against you. But Lamaisa, in the realm of mitzvahs, you didn't do the mitzvah. So true, if you don't find out about it, you tried your best, Shabbat's not going to punish you for it. But Tachlis, did you put on tefillin today? No, you didn't put on tefillin today. So about the first thing you have to drop everything and go put on tefillin today. Also, my father, it doesn't mean that the person is command the avidah. That's supposed to be a phrase. Honest is allah command the avidah. It's not as if you did. Honest means that anything you did, it wasn't your fault, so the Shabbat won't hold against you. But it doesn't mean that Lamaisa fulfilled the mitzvah. So comes the Shabbat and says, what kind of halach is this? According to the Rambam, called Shiva Michimot. Shiva Michimot. Let's say there wouldn't have been a din of Shmat Mesimat. Let's say the Torah wouldn't have written Shmat Mesimat. So you could eat Chalitza Mezah. The Torah says that you have to come in. So what if we added from Shmat Mesimat? So says the Meshachach, when we start with the added to Shmat, the Nath in Havoch of Shmat Mesimat. So we could have gone with the regular guidelines of those kashras, and we could have asked for dating. This is for chametz, this is not chametz. So the regular dinim of those kashras indicate us that you take a look at the dough, and if you know how to identify a chametz thicker dough, you look for the siman rukhimus, you look for the cracks, look for the color, and you see the ra'os in there, the ayin, this doesn't look like it's chametz. So then, So you try your best, you call them like you see, it doesn't look like chametz. So it's okay, it doesn't look like traitors. It's okay. You're not going to go stand over bend over backwards and try it. If it looks to you, if you're also knowing someone who knows what they're doing, it looks like a sadchah. So the halacha would be that would be what they eat it. So the goy comes and presents you with dough on Pesach. Not that the goy is getting that modest to say that's not chametz, but I look at it myself and I see it doesn't look to be chametz. So the halacha is it's mutter for me to eat the dough. Comes the din of mishmat mesematzes and says that you're not supposed to do that. Comes the din of mishmat mesematzes and says that in Hilchos Pesach there's this added chumrah. The chumrah that the Torah imposes upon us is that you're not supposed to rely on the regular rules of kashrus. You're supposed to go the extra mile. You're supposed to see to it personally that there was a shmira that from the moment after the apostle we become chametz. We'll see a little bit later what that moment, when that moment is. So the moment when the apostle we become chametz, you have to personally investigate and make sure that there's mamash shimon and mashkiach standing there, even if the mashkiach is not standing there. I could have really been able to tell by myself, based on all the physical evidence, that's our chametz doesn't matter. And that's the chiddush haTorah from Mishmarat the Mesamatzus. So comes the Mishnah Chochmah and says, in the realm of Yisurim, let's say it turns out that the person didn't do Mishmarat the Mesamatzus. He didn't do this extra heeder, this extra chumrah, this extra din. He couldn't do it. There was no matz available there. There was nothing else for him to eat. So the Torah never required him to do this at the expense of becoming starving on Pesach. The Torah says, you're supposed to do this extra level shmira. Now let's say a nice thing, I didn't do this extra level shmira. And he glorified, it turned out that it was really chametz. So what happened? Did the guy really do an aveira? Not really. So we say, honest, he tried his best. He was supposed to do shiva, but he couldn't do shiva. It was impossible. So the Torah was never mechayev at the start of Pesach. So the guy didn't do shiva. He looked at it the best of his knowledge. He saw that it didn't look cracked. It looked like it was white. It looked like it wasn't chametz. And he went and he goofed. And as he comes to the kisei akavim, the chamei b'asim shut up. And they're going to say to him, Mister, why did you eat chametz at Pesach? So they're going to say, all right, he tried his best. Honest, like one of Pashrei showed. He pulled it a day. Finished. The guy waiting to train for chickens. He tried his best. It never happened. How was he ever going to dream in a million years that he was eating tripe of chickens? It wasn't his fault. I was going to buy him. Sure. Close up the shop. However, Sentios Neshechokma, that's all true in the realm of Yisur. But when it comes to the realm of mitzvahs, so if a person did a mitzvah, tried, thought he was doing a mitzvah, and almost happened that prevented him from doing a mitzvah, at the end of the day, he's coming to the Kisei HaKavim without the mitzvah. True, that Hashem is not going to get angry at him. Maybe true, but in terms of he didn't have the mitzvah. Bottom line is he wasn't here to the mitzvah. So what would you say about the following? Let's say a guy, the Pesach night, goes ahead and he gets Pesach Lashon Racher, and he gets a goy's dough, and he looks at it, and he sees, doesn't look like chametz to me, look at him today, and he goes ahead and eats it, and then an hour later, he realizes he left a little bit of the dough behind, and an hour later he realizes, you know what? We goofed. We made a mistake. The taka really was chametz. So what's that over? Is he bukhir tibna l'kedai sematzah? Of course he's bukhir tibna l'kedai sematzah. Because you can't be yotzei matzah. It's okay. That's chametz. At least I'm saying what you're saying. But if the dough is chametz, then not only did you violate the use of meaning chametz, but you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of erev matzahs. The Sefer Mishnah Chochma, out of all the achilas chametz of the entire week of Pesach, the most important one is the first one. It's the kedai that you better say. Why? Because if it turns out that you looked at the Pesach Lashon Racher and it didn't appear to be chametz to you, and you ate that the Lechol HaMoed, so all sort of the pot, right? So you didn't fulfill the Shmat Pesach Atzah, so it turns out it was really chametz, all right, not the end of the world. But if by the Seder, if you missed, if you goofed by the Seder, it turns out that it was really chametz, so that onus is not given to other values, and you lost out the mitzvah of Erev Tachon Atzah. So Sefer Mishnah Chochma, in a sense, the level of zechiros that a person has to have, the guy in mitzvah's essay is higher than the guy in those essays. We usually think you have to be more machmir in those essays than essays. So he says, in a certain sense, not really.
Yeah.
Because those essays, you always have other sechmar patria to fall back on. The Rambam says, you can't fall back on that. Because the Rambam says, if you didn't do the essay, so you didn't do it. It's not going to be the discount. The Sefer Mishnah Chochma, if you have one kedais of matzah, of shmur matzah, when did you choose to eat it? According to the Rambam, not according to Rashi, according to the Rambam. Should you choose to eat it third day Chol HaMoed, or should you choose to eat it by the Seder? So the answer is, of course you should eat it by the Seder. Because if you're not going to eat it by the Seder, you're going to take a risk, and you're going to eat non-shmur matzah by the Seder. And if one knows about Bishmaya Gai that it's chametz, so it turns out that, forget about the Yisrael is chametz, that will give you a preview on that. Also, what a part, right? You're going to lose out that special mitzvah of the Chol HaMoed. So if you have a choice, when to eat the shmur Shmuel Matza. If you limit Shmuel Matza, of course you can the same. It's after the same Bushel Nochri, other than Malik Reis Ben. Eat whatever you want, basically Mag, if you want a Nash and Matza throughout the meal, a non Shmuel, that's okay. You know, Shmuel, that's all right. You can't risk the fact that it's chametz. So at the end of the day, being the Rashi, being the Rabbam, the din of Shmur by the Seder is much more chametz than the din of Shmur the rest of the week. The only thing is that according to Rashi, there is no din of Shmur the rest of the week. Wow, there's only sechel matzah. But then Rabbam, there is a din of Shmur lechatchila the rest of the week. It's not a simple sin by the Seder, but by the Seder there's a din of. Of a shmir mechimot, and the shmir mechimot by the seder is important not because of the Yisrael also of a chomet. That's the same Yisrael Chilas Chomet says on Chomoy. But if that dimension of the mitzvah Zachil is matzah shemoy, that makes the dinner shmir mechimot even more chomet. So at the end of the day, everybody agrees by the seder of Adi Ravadi, you better make sure to get shmir matzah. According to the Rambam, we can finish it out in a week. According to Rashi, there is no inyan in the Chilas. So the different models we have in the Chilas of the Rambam, the shmir in a week. That's not the big, but like the rest of the college, so the regular amounts of the rest of the week college. Is required. This is my focus in the Gemara. like I said, Moroi, when the Shemura is required to Shas Ktsir, when the Shemura is only required to Shas Isha, this has another point of Kamina Ladina, not in the realm of the place, but in the realm of the Yom in general. There is a basic question that all the Rishonim deal with when the Rebbe said, Beitza. You can't even get past the Beitza without realizing this problem. And that is, the one thing that we know from Parshas Bo, Atashi, Ochel, O Nefesh, Lubavli, Nesel, Lechem, that O Nefesh is permissible on Yom Div. On the other hand, there are many Melochas that seem to be Ochel, Nefesh, or Yom Div, that we find in Gemara says, now what do I do? Days and Beitza. Mishnah says, the old Mishnah Beitza. Beitza. Beitza Shlel, the Yom Div. So Beitza that's late in Yom Div, Machrik, Dishan, Yisrael, the Tavik, Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat it. Beitza Shlel, the Yom Div is Osir. Why is it Beitza Shlel, the Yom Div Osir? So there are four different reasons that are given in the Gemara. What exactly the problem is? The problem of Mukta, the problem of Achotah, the Rabbah, other reasons, half a dozen reasons that are given in the Gemara. So one of the reasons the Gemara says is that the reason why Beitza Shlel, the Yom Div is Osir, is a gezeira mishum peiros hanoshrin. By the way, the peiros hanoshrin. Let's say a person has a tree, and you have to pull up the tree on Shabbos, or pull up the tree on Yom Tov. One is not allowed to eat that that apple. Any fruit that fell off the tree on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one is not permitted to eat. The Gemara says that just as an apple falls off the tree, is also eaten on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so too an egg that comes out of a chicken, out of the hen, is also considered to be like a free hanoshrin. Like a fruit that's coming out of it, it's a source, so it's like a gezeira mishum peiros hanoshrin. Gemara says, is that really peiros hanoshrin? So that's machlokes. That's one of the reasons the Gemara says that the one they asked in the Beitza Shlel the Yom Tov mishum peiros hanoshrin. The other one wrote, "What's it like?" That person said, "Well, that's not peiros hanoshrin. That's not a fruit. It's not an apple. It's an egg." So that's a shaila. Should we compare that idea of Beitza Shlel the Yom Tov to peiros hanoshrin? Anyone has a couple of the story about the Ber Moshe? No, the scene is Jewish. One time I was looking up the tshuva in the Ber Moshe about something. I opened up the sword. It said in the tshuva, it says peiros hanoshrin mahalofa. So I thought, this is a tshuva, some shabbos about peiros hanoshrin. So I must have been learning Shabbos at the time. So you know, somebody asked to say that peiros hanoshrin, and he was like, modern day shabbos peiros hanoshrin. So I'm reading it, and I don't do peiros hanoshrin. Absolutely nothing. It must be a typo or something. It'd be fun. So if they scratch that idea. So I kept them fooling to find the tshuva that I wanted. And lo and behold, there's another tshuva that said, Paris and Ocean, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it must be this right tshuva. This must be something about Paris and Ocean. I'll read this one. No, I think you're Paris and Ocean. So I'm reading one tshuva, and I'm trying to figure out what was going on. And then I realized, yes, from the end of each of his tshuvas. So he has like a summary of his tshuva, and he calls the summaries Paris and Ocean, blah, blah. It means a little bit of fruit falls off. But these are the halakhic conclusions of this particular tshuva. The summary of the tshuva. So every single tshuva, the end of the tshuva writes, Paris and Oshel Olam. There's nothing to do with Paris and Oshel. Anyway, so... when I was in Azrieli, so I had to write a paper about psychological issues in tshuvas or something. So I think it's why she happens a lot of issues, but a lot of issues that are psychologically related issues. So at the brand, remember at the brand? What you thought? You just listened, right?
Yeah.
So he used to teach Bible lift a few years ago. And he was also a psychologist, he used to teach it in Israeli. So he was a Sinshi Kal. He was a very interesting personality. So when I had it assigned me what to write this paper on, so I just wanted to do the Shemesh, those were the two that I was most familiar with. So he wanted I should do some like Chassidish Shemesh also. So he said, after the Ber Moshe, I've never seen his Shemesh. I've looked up issues in the biggest Shemesh I've never seen with biblical psychology. I don't know, he had a lot of Shemesh about parents and others. I know he had any issues about psychology, so that was my exposure to the Shemesh of the Anyway, so what are we talking about? Oh, you're talking about Paris. So the Mishnah says you can't have a Beitza Shlel Yom Tov. So one of the reasons the Gemara gives is because of Paris and Oshun. So the Gemara says, Ataka, why do they ask the Paris and Oshun? Because the Gezeir Shemiyala Yidlaj, that if we permit you to eat an apple that fell off the tree, you're going to chop it in Yom Tov. You may get the great idea that, hey, the apple's pretty good, I'm going to go climb the tree and get another apple to eat. So that would be terrible. That would be terrible later.
So therefore they asked the Paras HaNoshim, and of course the one day they go, they asked the Deitz HaShnof, they're going to apply similar to the Paras HaNoshim. So comes Tosis, and there we go, so they said, they understand what they asked the Paras HaNoshim and Shabbos, what they asked the Yom Tov, what's wrong with going to a tree, plucking an apple off the tree, a nefesh. So I don't say, no, Gemara says Tosis. The whole Gemara asked the Deitz HaShnof, the Yom Tov, the Zeru Yishuv, the Paras HaNoshim. Paras HaNoshim, Rufus, also, the Zeru Shemiyah, the Zeru Shemiyah, the Zeru Shemiyah, the Zeru Shemiyah, so says Tosfos, heaven from the you see from here that you can't walk an apple on Yom Tov. It's obvious that you're not allowed to. Says Tosfos, why not? It's Malachas Kaitse, that's true. The attaching to the ground on Yom Tov should be Malachas Kaitse. So it should be yet the wrong one. That's Tosfos' Pella. Tosfos says, you know what? Not only is that a Pella, says Tosfos, you know what? There are half a dozen other dinim that appear in the beginning of a Sefer Beitzah that also sound like they should be Echol Nefesh and not be Chayyur also. So Tosfos says, I don't know if it's yet. You're allowed to cook in Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry it, you're allowed to fire, no pre-existing flame in Yom Tov, you're allowed to do so many things in Yom Tov. How come you're not allowed to be kaitzer in Yom Tov? That's Tosfos' dilemma. So Tosfos says the answer to that dilemma is solved by the Rishalmi. Rishalmi. Says Rishalmi the following drasha. Ah, Hashem, Ochel, Ochel, Nefesh. Ulu, Adoye, Nasel, Ochel. The Torah is not here. That immediately following that passage, the Torah says, "Shmarta mesavatzos." So comes Yerushalmi and says, "When does the shmarta mesavatzos begin?" Mishas Lisha, the time you need to know. Says Yerushalmi, we have a comparison of psukim, a smichas of psukim. Ma shmira is the mishaleila, just as. The din of Shmur Ma'at is only from after Lisha. Before Lisha, there's no need at all to do Shmura. So too, to the Hefter of Malacha on Yom Tov, is also those Malachas which are made Lisha Ba'elach. Those Malachas that are in the process of making bread in Lisha Ba'elach, those Malachas are covered by the Hefter of Echol Nefesh. Any Malacha which is prior to Lisha was never covered by the Hefter of Echol Nefesh. So therefore, Tosfos quotes the dates of Nabi Yehuda from Rabbeinu Nesano, who discusses Yerushalmi. That's the reason why Kaitzer is also in Yom Tov. Kaitzer is not going to say, "Yeah, Isa." This Kaitzer is from those Malachas which are pre-Lisha. So this is Rishalmi that Tosfos quotes. So according to Tosfos, it comes out to the greatest finish. And all these Gemaras and many of the dates that talk about certain Malachas you're not allowed to do. Back to Kaitzer, Kaitzer, other Malachas. Any Malacha prior to Lisha. Is Mamash and Issachar Isa according to Tosfos Psar. Chiddush to Yerushalmi. Those who were with us when we learned since Beitza, we must have spoken about this in Shabbos also, this Tosfos. So it's a little bit difficult to understand because the first edition of the third record of Beitza says that ain't sodden in Yom Tov. They're not allowed to trap animals or trap fish on Yom Tov. Tosfos assumes that would be an issue their eyes also, to trap animals or trap fish. The Chor Malachas Tzeda is after Lisha. You go according to the Lamed Tzeda Malachas, the Tzeda is way down the line. So how could that Baal Yerushalmi be true, that it all depends on Kod Lisha and after Lisha? So maybe you say, the Kod of Lisha and after Lisha means within the realm of Sidur in the past. I mean, the idea of Kod of Lisha and after Lisha means things which are Kod of Lisha are considered to be like too early in the process. They're considered to be more of a Achonah than Achonah. They're way before the food is even ready. So Malachas Kaitzer, Kaitzer is to Lisha, like Seda is to Shechita. Shechita is a lot of Shechita in Yom. It's a very Shemishni, a lot of Shechita. That's called Ochol Nefesh. We're not allowed to do Seda. So even though Malachas have a list of Lamedes, according to Baruch Chait's account of Lamedes Malachas, of Seda is on the bottom. After Lisha, it doesn't matter. It's not a question of anything before Lisha is also. Everything after Lisha is more good. So it means there's anything in Sidur the past, which is before Lisha's mother. Anything which is in Sidur the past after Lisha's mother. They have to borrow that model of Sidur the past and plug it into other malachas also. So in the preparation of meat, so Shechita is like Bishul, like Lisha, that's mother. Things which are before, such as Tad, would be also. So as the Moshe pointed out correctly, this Yerushalmi, this Tosfos, you have to take with a big grain of salt. But this only makes sense according to one side about Shmur Matzah. If you hold that Shmur Matzah is Mishas Lisha, then it makes sense. If you hold that Shmur Matzah is Mishas Kefira, then the whole way of Lisha Yerushalmi, Mamash falls to the wayside. So the Yemen says that there are many Mishas who disagree with this Tosfos. There are many Mishas who hold That's not, not true. That the that the issue of Gezira on Yom Tov is not anonymous in your eyes. That's what the Rambam writes at the Yom Tov. The Rambam comes, no? The Rambam writes at the Yom Tov, that in the rice, you're allowed to pluck your apples off with the rice, you're allowed to harvest your field with the rice, you're allowed to trap your animals with the rice, you're allowed to do anything. Whatever the Tzarek HaKol Nefesh is Takamut, there is no such cloud, Yishav Yalak. We don't accept this from Yishavli. Maybe the reason, part of the reason we don't accept Yishavli, those wrong that Shmur Vahas is just zero, so we can't accept this from Yishavli. So in Ken, why is it that Kodesh is also? Well, my son, the Gemara is the Kodesh, that Kimon, the Kodesh is also. So the Rav Mahal is only the Siddur Rabbanon. Why did they make the Siddur Rabbanon? So the Rav Mahal said they made the Siddur Rabbanon because they want people to be in power and Simchas Yontif. They don't want people to ruin their time in Yontif. So the Rav Mahal says that any kind of a malacha that's usually done with a long-term type of malacha, let's say like coats, usually you coat it for a harvest for the whole season, so that kind of work, you gotta go out to this field, throw this tractor, his own rolls, and harvest his field, so that's kind of broken field. Even though with the rice, you don't have a tractor. The rice, if you do it in your hands, it's technically okay, because the malacha's going to not hold the thing. It's not appropriate on the level of the Rabbana. So according to the Rambam, you know, in Ami, the answer to Tosas Kash is that the rice is not a wall, but like I said, on the top of water, and the chilek between Kotze versus Lisha, that's only a chilek on the level of the Rabbanan, they accept the Rabbah, then you don't accept this Rishami. So in the Chanam, there is no more in this Rishami anywhere in Bavli. According to we, the Ulach, but then Shmurman, the Rishas, the Zira, we don't accept this Rishami. So you have an interesting Machlek, it's a Gemar, Machlek, the Rishay, the Aloha, about Shmurman, the Shmurman, the Rishas, the Zira, the Rishas, Lisha, and that Machlek is now going to spill over in terms of the Chaz Yalta. According to those who accept the Shmurman, the Zon, the Rishas, the Lisha, so they could potentially accept this Rishami. They could potentially accept the idea that Allah has pride, the Lisha, also with their eyes. So those who reject, those who hold that Shmurman, the Rishas, Ketzirah, so they can't possibly accept this Rishami. They just don't have to hold, like the Rambam, that the whole Mr. Ketzirah, and Yom, is not only with the Rambam. Upon a basic Allah, Rishmai, the Mishnatos, the basic issues of Rishmai, the Mishnatos, first, the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, what the nature of it is it the Shmir Hashimas, is the Shiva Lishma, the Moment of Kaminas, and even according to the Rambam, there is some dimension of being more Machlokes for the first few Nachas than for the rest of the week. Basically, the Mesh Chok was in the stadium, also for Padrek. Then the Machlokes said more about Shimur's Mishas Ksir, Mishas Lishma, and now that spills off, and